Call us if you have favorite Brett Favre moments or questions about his career. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. You can also tell us your story on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. We begin with Dave Goldberg, who's in New York. He covers the NFL for the Associated Press. And Dave, thanks very much for being with us today.
No problem, Neil.
And I guess after last year, everybody sort of expected Favre to retire. And after he had one of his best years ever, I think this is catching a lot of people by surprise.
Yeah, I think it does. Although, interestingly, last week the Packers accidentally put up on their website a Brett Favre retirement story and then pulled it within probably half an hour, saying, well, that was just preparation. We also have one that he's staying.
Right.
But I think that in 2006 he left the field sort of in tears, saying as if this was his last game, and then he came back and had one of his best years this year at the age of 38. So I think a lot of people, especially with a better Packers team, expected him to come back this year.
And his last pass, I guess, was picked off by the New York Giants' Corey Webster in overtime, and that allowed them to go on to the Super Bowl.
That's correct. And that's it does exemplify Brett's career. I mean, he holds the NFL record both for touchdown passes and interceptions, so it's not that unusual for him to go out with an interception. He was the quintessential gunslinger. I was asked to write something about where he fits in history, and my answer to the person who asked me was unique.
Unique.
And, you know, after 17 years, he is unique. He's both in personality, which is still at the age of 38 like a little boy, and in his talent, which was I was comparing, he's kind of a hybrid of a lot of other quarterbacks. He certainly has incredible athletic talent, probably second only to John Elway among his peers and perhaps Steve Young. But it was also this fierce determination that made him not worry about mistakes, which is why he leads in career interceptions. He would throw the ball into the middle of four people, and usually his own guy would come out with it. But that's the way he played. He played full bore, you know, 60 minutes a game or the 30 minutes that he was on the field. Anyway.
If you needed somebody to go out and win a game for you, Brett Favre was the guy you wanted.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, his competitive spirit. I mean, that's the thing. Off the field, he was a relatively mild-mannered guy, and he was a friendly guy. He was personable. I mean, I think probably among quarterbacks where there are a lot of egos, he was among his peers probably the best liked. And I don't know whether a lot of people remember this, but and among other players. In 2001, when Michael Strahan of the Giants was one sack away from the NFL record for sacks in a single season, and he didn't have one. The last game of the year was against the Packers, and at the end of the game, I believe the Packers were winning pretty easily, and Brett rolled out and just fell down in front of Strahan and gave him the record, which, you know, it might not be a legitimate record, but Brett said, I did it because I like him. He's a good guy.
Have we heard an explanation today as to why he's retiring now?
Well, he told the Packers that he would retire. He would let them know by March at the end of the season. He left it hanging. And as you opened with, I mean, I think that the general impression was that because he had a good season, because this is a good young team, that he would probably come back for his 18th season. But there were some indications from his agent that perhaps the Packers were just as happy to see him go. Now, this hasn't been verified by anybody. It's his agent talking. And agents tend to talk out of several sides of their mouth a lot of the time. But the idea is they have a young quarterback named Aaron Rodgers who they've been waiting to get on the field, and I think that what Bus Cook, his agents, told one of our guys down in Mississippi, where both he and Brett are from, is that it was kind of we wouldn't be that displeased if you didn't come back type thing.
Well, we'll find out what happens next year. Dave Goldberg, thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, no problem.
Dave Goldberg covers the NFL for the Associated Press with us today from his office in New York. And joining us now is Wayne Larrivee, the play-by-play announcer for the Green Bay Packers radio network, who's with us from his home in Wisconsin, where tears must be bouncing off the sidewalks as they freeze on their way down to the ground this today.
Well, I wouldn't call it that dramatic, but yeah, I mean, people are going to be disappointed, obviously, to hear that Brett is not coming back. That's always been, at this time of year in the last three or four years, a source of warmth that Brett would announce about this time that he was coming back for another season, and that would make everybody happy again after a long, gloomy winter.
A long, gloomy winter, and now as the team looks ahead again after a really surprisingly good year and with a great quarterback in Brett Favre and a lot of young talent on the team, a lot of people thought, well, hey, maybe next year is going to be special.
Yeah, you know, I think there's always that conclusion that you feel like the ball club's going to be getting better and maturing even more. And this was a blessed year, I felt, for the Packers this past season. And, you know, yeah, I think people can look ahead that this organization of this ball club is on firm ground and moving forward. And however, the reality of the NFL is nothing is a straight arrow up in this league. Progress is a jagged-edged sword, so to speak. And, you know, in that regard, who knows what next year will bring, but I think the Packers are a good football team that hopefully, because of their youth, is moving forward.
Well, tell us a little bit more about, you got to watch Brett Favre a lot more than most of us ever would have the opportunity to do. What most impressed you about him?
I think just the joy with which he played the game. You know, he was never the guy that was – he had a very short memory. If he threw an interception on one crucial play, he'd come right back and he wouldn't hesitate to throw the same pass and drill it through on the next play. He would make throws – he would attempt throws other quarterbacks would never even see, much less attempt. And so in that regard, yeah, I mean, sometimes he'd get picked off, but on other times he'd make a spectacular play that you'd sit there and say, boy, that's why I came to see this game.
Let's go to a phone caller. This is Brian. Brian with us from Milwaukee.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the program. A couple of quick good moments. Well, actually just won the game. I'm not sure what year it was. We were playing the Raiders. Brett's father had just died. It was questionable as to whether or not he was going to play, and he did play the game. And if that game would have been scripted as a movie, you would not have believed it. It was just the most thrilling football game I've ever seen. I waited a long time for Brett Favre after Bart Starr because I'm 47 years old and remember the glory days. I'm hoping that Mr. Rogers will kind of take up the mantle. Interested to hear what Wayne would have to say on that one.
Well, I think he's better prepared to take up the mantle than Scott Hunter might have been back in 1969-70. You know, Aaron Rodgers has been here now for 3 years. He's a quarterback of certainly some renown from his college days at California, worked under a great quarterbacks coach in Jeff Tedford there. You know, the Packers drafted him in the first round. He has basically been sitting on the bench, and I really think benefiting from the coaching change that was made here 2 years ago. Mike McCarthy's a quarterback's coach first and foremost. That's how he made his reputation in this league. He's an excellent quarterback's coach, and he has done a great job, I think, with Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to start seeing some of that this fall. Aaron Rodgers, according to Mike McCarthy, is prepared as anybody could be to step in to run a National Football League team. He is every bit as prepared as you could possibly be from a book sense, from knowledge, from that type of thing, those kinds of intangibles. What he hasn't had is as much on-field time as you would like to be able to make a gauge as to how good a quarterback he'll be. None of us know. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback. I saw his first start at Cal. It was a game at Illinois, and he was phenomenal in that game, and he had a tremendous collegiate career. Now, that doesn't always mean that he'll be a great pro quarterback, but I think Aaron Rodgers has a chance to be a very good quarterback on this level, and I do think the Packers are in pretty good hands with him at quarterback. Now, it will be an adjustment period. There's no question about that, and he will be a system quarterback, and Brett Favre was not a system quarterback. Brett Favre steps out of the system and wins games for you that way. Aaron Rodgers will win games for you in the system, but I have a lot of confidence in him. And when the Packers drafted him, I was very surprised and happy to see him fall deep into the draft, 24th overall in the first round.
There's a truism that I don't think was true during Brett Favre's career, but it's the most popular guy on the team is always the second-string quarterback. Get that bum Smith out of there. Bring in Jones. Let's see what he can do. And Aaron Rodgers is now put in an awkward position where his backup may be the most popular guy on the team.
It'll be interesting. It was an interesting dynamic, yeah, that Brett was always the most popular quarterback among the fans. Now, of course, with talk shows and that type of thing and analysts and all that stuff in the media, when he would come off a 4-5 interception game, people would be asking, well, why doesn't he retire type of thing? But for the most part, believe me, in Packer Nation, Brett Favre was was never the second most favorite quarterback on the roster. He was always the first.
Let's go talk with Topher. Topher with us from Palm Harbor in Florida.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, as a fan of teams that played the Packers, you always had to respect Brett Favre. He was explosive. He was exciting. He's probably one of the toughest quarterbacks to ever take the position. So I'm saying this with the utmost respect for the man, but as a lifelong fan of the Denver Broncos, I'm happy to see him go after what he did to us last year in Week 8.
And not just the mental toughness to come back and play that game that the other caller mentioned earlier, the game after his father died, and to play it very well. But Wayne Larrivee, you must have seen half a dozen times when it looked like Brett Favre was not going to be able to come back and play next week, injured arm, injured elbow, injured knee. And yet there he was, every week, starting for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and I think really one of the toughest injuries for Brett to overcome was a thumb injury he suffered. I want to say it was the year was 2000, and he really kind of struggled throughout that season, but kept showing up, kept playing every day, and played through that injury. Very hard to play with a thumb injury on your throwing hand when you're a quarterback, and yet he would answer the bell. You know, Neil, I think the toughest aspect about the whole thing, you know, how do you replace Brett Favre? Well, you don't. I mean, and the toughest aspect won't be the numbers, which are unbelievable. I mean, nobody's reached these levels, the 61,000 yards passing, the 442 touchdowns, all of that. I think the toughest aspect of life without Brett Favre will be just the same guy taking the snap every week for like 16 years. And, you know, 253 consecutive regular season starts. That doesn't happen. You know, I hate to mention this, but Aaron Rodgers has already missed more time due to injury in his brief NFL career than Brett Favre has in his 17 years in the National Football League. You know, the Packers are, and we're all about to experience at quarterback, the real world, in that quarterbacks don't normally start every game. Brett was one of those guys who did, one of the few. Peyton Manning appears to be another. But the most quarterbacks, you know, they get injured from time to time, as all football players do. And but the fact that Brett has started, I mean, there are kids out there who are teenagers now, and the only quarterback they've ever seen start a game for the Green Bay Packers has been Brett Favre.
Wayne Larrivee is the play-by-play announcer for the Green Bay Packers Radio Network. If you're just joining us, Brett Favre announced his retirement earlier today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go to Leon. Leon with us from Athens in Ohio.
Yes, thanks, Neil, for taking the call.
Sure.
I am a Cleveland Brown fan. I'm 54, but Brett Favre, to me, this is a sad day for me because Brett Favre, I believe, is a throwback from what was and what is and really should be what is to come. Here's a guy that his toughness in a time in NFL's history where a guy won't play if he's got a hangnail, this guy will play if his arm is hanging off. And as a Cleveland Brown fan, I can remember that type of toughness. That's the type of toughness that Jim Brown had. And I think that young quarterbacks ought to take a page out of Brett Favre's book that he never – when you saw Brett Favre play football, you never thought that he was the pamper position. You thought he played quarterback as if he was a defensive back.
Yeah, there were a lot of plays on sweeps and whatnot. Favre was happy to throw blocks. He loved doing that.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that after one of his best years, that he chose to retire. It reminds me of Jim Brown, and I'll just get off and tell you, for all the Green Bay fans, I feel for you. The whole NFL is losing a great player in Brett Favre, not just the Green Bay Packers.
Thanks for the call, Leon. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're getting tributes like that from all over the country, Wayne Larrivee.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He was a beloved figure. It's amazing, even Bears fans in Chicago. They certainly didn't like losing to Brett Favre, and they lost more often than not, but they certainly respected him. They really did and enjoyed watching him play.
John is with us. John calling us from Naples in Florida.
Neil.
Go ahead.
Hey, I moved to Wisconsin years ago and married my wife up there, and by proxy I've become a Green Bay Packers fan. Today I had to call her and tell her the sad news that Brett Favre had retired, and she cried at work. This Brett Favre is more than just a football player. You know, he's an icon in Wisconsin. I thought that Washington Redskins fans were adamant and fanatic. They're nothing compared to Green Bay Packers fans. I'm reminded of Casey at the bat, because there must be no joy in Green Bay today.
Well, I'm not sure that's quite true, but I suspect, Wayne Larrivee, a lot of sad faces.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but we all knew this was coming. And so, you know, everyone's somewhat prepared for it in that regard. But, yeah, there's no question. We're going to miss Brett Favre and miss him already.
Thanks, Rick.
Any chance he might be coming back?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Thanks very much for the call, John.
Bye.
And, Wayne, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Wayne Larrivee, the play-by-play announcer for the Green Bay Packers Radio Network, with us from his home in Wisconsin. We'll end with this email from Heather in Onalaska, Wisconsin. Brett Favre has been the quarterback for the Packers from the time I started paying attention to football in high school. Favre will always have a place in my heart, as well as everyone here in Wisconsin. Not only is he a great football player, he's also a great human being who's done more for Wisconsin through his charitable works than he has done for football. Brett Favre announced his retirement earlier today from the Green Bay Packers after 16 seasons, one Super Bowl championship, three Most Valuable Player awards, and just about every passing record in the books. Stay tuned for more coverage later today on All Things Considered. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.